Good evening, audio boom. Excuse me. Sorry, that's my table banging against the radiator. I'm trying not to talk too close to the mic because I think with this latest update, we're not talking any closer than normal to it, but it seems to sound that way. So I hope you can hear me okay. Just a general update, really. It's Friday evening. Obi's at work at London Bridge. And Ronan and Connor are both home from work, and they're upstairs. I had Paula, Paige, Jaffa Star, and her guide dog Sammy visiting me today, which was really nice. We meant to be doing it for, you know, we've meant to have done it for ages, and we never got round to it. So she came to visit me and brought me a nice birthday present. And yeah, we had a really nice time. Toof Toof had a bit of a lot to say at times. He's sitting next to me like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth now on the cuddler. Yeah, my arm's hurting quite a lot today. When the woman put the nurse put the needle in yesterday, it really hurt. And I said to her, is it a new place? And she said, it's a needle going into skin, it will hurt. And I said, yes, but it doesn't normally hurt that much. It does hurt. They're big needles. But it's also bruised from where it blew the other week, last week, which means the needle went into the, it moved in my arm and it went into the vein. Sorry, it went into the muscle instead of into the vein. And that meant it bled into the muscle and caused lots of bruising and swelling. And I've had a few problems with the dialysis since then, because of that. But yesterday it went pretty well. And yeah, it's still a bit painful. But things can go wrong when people are sticking needles in you because they don't always get it in properly. And anyway, I just thought it's 3 months today that I started using my fistula because it was Ronan's birthday, the 11th of August. It's been a bit of a rocky road, to be fair. I keep thinking we're getting there, and then we have something disastrous like the fistula getting blown. And before that, someone put the needle in wrong, and that caused a lot of bruising in my arm. So, yeah, it's not always easy. And we've had clots in the machine, even though I have 40... milligrams or micrograms or whatever they are of Clexane, which they put through the machine, but I don't know if everyone has the same dose. Some people on warfarin, I don't even know why, because other people have other health conditions. You know, so yeah, but I just have the Clexane, but it still does clot sometimes. It clots in the machine, and sometimes it clots in the needle and in the lines, the blood lines. But mostly, I have had a few, good long run of it being fine until the business when she put the needle in the wrong, and then last week when the needle moved because I lifted my arm up and put it back down because it was painful, and I asked for a cushion to place it on. And when I put my arm down, it just moved. And I knew instantly something was really wrong because it was painful. But overall, I do feel a lot better. I do feel a hell of a lot better than I have been doing. Well, than I was, like this time last year. That was a total nightmare, which I don't even want to talk about, so I won't. But yeah, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better than I was then. So yeah, it's been 3 months, so here's to the next 3 months or 3 years, whatever it may be, till I end up getting a transplant, if I'm lucky enough to do so. If not, I guess I'll just carry on with this because it's working for now. Had a few issues with my blood pressure dropping as well, which isn't very pleasant. But it was all right the other day though, because I didn't take any of my blood pressure medication the night before. We did have one false reading, which was something ridiculous like 111 over 32. I said, that's not a proper blood pressure reading. It wouldn't be like that. And I said, wouldn't I? And I felt fine. That was the other thing. And I said, wouldn't I be dead if it was 32? I'm not sure about that, but that is pretty low. I've had 36 before as a bottom figure. But the top figure was 70-something. And I did feel it all the time. And I've had the top figure, the systolic, I think it is. I always get confused. Being 60-something. And the bottom being 38 or 9. But, yeah, 3 months down the line, I think we're doing okay. You can never predict these things because, as I said, it depends on the skill of the person with the needle. And if they do it wrong, then it can mess it up for weeks. But somehow you have to get round it because my line's been taken out, so I haven't got that to fall back on. That's healing up nicely. I've had my stitches out. Did I say Niall had his stitches out from his operation? No, I don't know if I did actually. Well, I did an audiobook of me taking him to the vets on Monday to have his stitches out, but it kept cutting out. Like there were silent bits in it. I don't know whether there was a fault in a bug in the app, so I didn't upload that one. But he did have his stitches out from the lump that he had removed, if I didn't say before. And it was called a pyelometricoma, which is a benign tumour associated with the roots of the hair follicles. So that fits in with what he had, because it was on his back. Just to the right of his spine, actually. So that's really good. That was all clear, so that's good. So we both had our stitches out now. His is healing up. Mine's healing up fine, but it's quite sore. Because there's a place where the... Tooth! There's a place where the tube came out, and there's a place where they cut it open to get bits of it out that wouldn't come out that way. And one part they stitched up... Well, actually, I had three holes. I had one in my neck, which I think I talked about, where they had to put pressure on it to stop the bleeding because they can't stitch it because it's a vein. And I've got one in my chest and I've got the scar from where they've taken the stitches out. So I'm a bit battered and bruised. What with that in my arm? I'm very self-conscious about my arm. I don't really care what it looks like because it can look bruised and you can see the vein and the needle entries. But I just don't want people thinking I'm a druggie. That's what really worries me because this couldn't be further from the truth. I kind of want to say to them... Oh, because I think people really do notice it. Some people comment on it. They say, well, what have you done to your arm? I've had complete strangers saying that to me. So I am very conscious, a bit self-conscious about it, not because of what it looks like, but because I don't want them thinking... They might not ask. They might just think, oh, she's a druggie. Fancy that, a blind person being a druggie. But anyway... what are you doing, Tooth? He's got down from his place. So yeah, that's us. So 3 months, wow. I've been on dialysis 7 months. This dialysis 7 months on the 14th of this month. But this is the first time that last Sunday, it was the first day since the 15th of May 2013, I didn't have a dressing on me or something. So that's quite nice. Not to have to worry about getting it wet in showers and stuff. I had my birthday this week. Yeah, I think I said that because we went out for a meal. Oh, I posted some stuff, didn't I? I took Nia to the vets. I've had dialysis, had Paula up to stay. That's about it, I think, this week. But, yeah, we're doing okay in good old downtown. Well, it's not really downtown, but good old Orpington. We're doing all right. It's gone over to sit over there now. Have you, me and you fallen out, have we? Anyway, folks, I will speak to you soon. Have a good weekend. I'm not going to lose my phone this time. There's no mad dogs charging around. They're all very quiet. And there's no fireworks. I thought there'd be another lot this weekend. I think there is a firework display across the road in the park tomorrow. But I'll be at dialysis. So I'll probably miss that. But my dogs don't care, thankfully.